What a K-drama.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
We're back with another episode of What a K-drama. I am Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And today Ilse is going to navigate, tell us everything about the career of the beautiful and very talented Park So-dam. Yay! Woo! You know her. We know her. Everyone should know her.
Oh, undoubtedly. Undoubtedly, you know
yes,
her.
Yes, this woman even has an Oscar, I think, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is
so, it's a pretty big deal, you know?
Exactly. So yeah. Let's get right into it and tell me everything about her.
All right. Our girl Park So-dam was born in 1991. Yes. So she's still, you know, quite young.
Yes.
She decided to go into acting after she watched the film Grease in high school, which I think is so
interesting.
Iconic. Like, it's... I thought that was so funny when I read that. I thought it was amazing.
You're the one that I want, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The interesting thing with Park So-dam's career is that she's very much like an indie film girl.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, she is. She is. I've seen just a couple of dramas with her, I think. A couple.
She hasn't been in a whole lot of dramas. That's the thing. And the difference... I'll get into that a bit later as well. The difference between her like films and then the roles that she chooses for like, K-dramas are so starkly different.
Okay.
But we'll talk about that a bit more later.
Okay.
Let's talk about her independent cinema days.
Yes.
She started in like 2013, 2014. And she got some like pretty interesting roles a couple of years into her like career, but she really started gaining like traction and like getting bigger roles after her performance in The Silenced,
okay,
featuring Park Bo-gum, Park Bo-young.
Yeah.
It's like that movie, if like The Witch and the film Never Let Me Go had like a baby.
Oh. Okay.
You remember we had to, I made you watch Never Let Me Go, right?
I think so.
Like the big school where they were like organ donors.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
It's like that, but it's like a bit creepier and they're like doing experiments and like the kids or the teenagers don't know what's going on. It's a really cool movie. So if you're into like mystery, like, you have to watch it.
Kind of dark as well, just saying.
Yeah, it's a bit dark, but watch it. It's very, very good. Her next role in The Priests is what put her in the, like, full spotlight in Korea.
Okay.
Because she won, like, Best Supporting Actress at the Blue Dragon Awards.
Oh, wow.
And Best New Actress for the Baekseung Awards.
That is two big awards in Korea.
Which is pretty impressive.
Very impressive indeed. Yeah. Yes.
So basically, I watched these two films back to back in one evening.
Yeah.
When I tell you I did not sleep very well.
Oh, gosh.
So The Priest is about like a demonic possession.
Yeah.
And she's playing the possessed girl.
Oh.
Yeah, girl. She did such a good job. I could see why she won the awards. And the two priests have to do like an exorcism.
Okay.
Girl.
Yeah, crazy. I wouldn't watch that at all. Like, why would I do that to myself? You know?
It was a fun watch.
Okay.
Also kind of gross at times. And after those roles, she started getting into like a couple of dramas.
Yeah.
And this is the interesting thing, right? She played in Beautiful Mind.
Yeah.
Alongside Jang Hyuk.
Yes.
And then she also played the lead girl in Cinderella and the Four Knights.
Love that drama. I watched it.
Yeah, I didn't because that's not my cup of tea. But it's like you have these like interesting indie film roles. And then for the K-drama, she goes for like the very commercial romantic comedy.
How dare you?
I'm not saying that the indie roles are better. I'm just saying it's such a difference. Like I would...
Absolutely.
Assume that she would go into like the police series or like the thrillers, you know.
I mean that's fair. And also, if you see, I didn't watch Beautiful Mind, but I did watch Cinderella and the Fortnite because I love that cast. That cast rocks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she was a cool, strong girl, and I loved her. It was such a cool role for her. But if she's coming from the priest, I can see how that is a bit of a gap. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's interesting, for sure. Because after those two roles, she went back to the indie film world.
Yes.
And she played a nun in Snowpaths. Okay. And it's like a very like drama, dark, maybe a little bit of mystery. I haven't seen it, but I've seen the trailer and it's on my to watch list. Because it reminds me a lot of like this, I think it's a like Polish film, Ida, that had like a lot of buzz like 10 years ago, and I still haven't seen that either, so I have a long to watch list. And then she also played Jo-un in Ode to the Goose.
Okay.
Where she's like not the main character, but like side character. But 2019 is when her life changed. Her Oscar pocket became full. Because she was in the film Parasite, which is globally recognized as one of the best films of 2019.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was Jessica, you know, the one with the little verse.
Yes.
So that went viral as well. And she like instantly became a household name.
The impact of Parasite is pretty insane, you know?
Right.
It's very insane the impact Parasite had, because I think it was the first foreign language to win the best movie award, like the ultimate award, I believe.
It might be. I don't know that 100% for sure.
I think so. I think so. That was so shocking. And I remember it clearly that everyone was like, oh! Because I think it was the first movie in a foreign language that won the best movie award. Mm-hmm. I think so. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so. I think so. I think I saw a documentary in Netflix talking about that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Either way, it's still very impressive.
Yes. And
that film itself was the subject of many, many like art direction videos on YouTube, which definitely go look that up, because some of them are amazing. Like they're dissecting all the camera angles and stuff.
It's very impressive. The full direction, cinematography and acting was very impressive, because the comparison and the contrast, that film was a lot about contrasts. And it was insane. It was insane. And honestly, Parasite ain't my cup of tea either. You know, I don't tend to watch that kind
of tea.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was such an impactful film. And also, 2019 was such an important moment for, like, the Korean movie industry, I believe.
Yeah.
That was very impressive. It's like, after that, everyone was like, oh my God, Korean movies. And I was like, they're really good.
Welcome. We've been here.
They're really good. You know, like, it's not just Parasite. There is a full lot. That one is real good, but they have like a long list of movies that are actually very good.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm glad that people like kind of woke up to that fact. So let's hope for the next big movies to come out.
Yeah.
The year after, in 2020, she portrayed the role of the makeup artist An Jung-ha in Record of Youth.
Yes.
Alongside Park Bo-gum.
Yeah.
Which I have not seen, but you've seen.
I have seen. And her role, honestly, after coming from Parasite, seeing her in these more like a slice of life sort of like role was interesting. I did like that. If you see, I'm talking about the dramas. I haven't watched, just the only movie I watched with her is Parasite. But if I see her performance from Cinderella and Four Nights, and I compare her performance in Record of Youth, the growth, it's pretty insane. It's like this character is a lot more mature, grown up. Her performance is more like, it's just so wholesome overall. I love Record of Youth. Well, I think one of my favorite dramas of 2020. It was such a good performance. The story was very cute. Park Bo-gum, adorable. You know, and they made such a cute pair. That's it. They're cute.
Yeah. I think if we like look at the full timeline of her like roles in both film and in dramas, it's like she's come to her own a lot more.
Yes.
And I think also the roles that she's choosing are still very diverse, but also very smart.
Yes, I think that with her role, she tries to keep it very non-genre-y. She tries to cover every single genre. And that,
yeah.
Then you know that her talent as an actress is so diverse, because mm-hmm. she has diversified her portfolio. Yeah. And that it's just so impressive. And her skills are just amazing, because you don't see bits of the previous characters in her other roles. You don't see anything, No.
Like in the Silenced with Park Bo Young, I already thought that she was amazing, because yeah. her, like, I wasn't thinking about like, oh, I wonder what the story of this actress is, like, you know, who is mm-hmm. she, blah, 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 blah. I was fully like in the story and like fully believing her character. And it's like, she's still like, well, quite young. She was younger when she did that film, so it's yeah. still very impressive as like a younger girl that she was able to pull that off, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. This woman, amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After Record of Youth, she had to take a health break, because they discovered that she had papillary thyroid cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So she needed surgery and like took a bit of a break. But then she was back with the film Special Delivery in 2022.
Oh, okay.
I love that movie. I think I've written a review about it.
Probably.
Yeah. It's very cute. It's like Baby Driver meets the Ryan Gosling film Drive, which is very indie. It was a big success. Like, it grossed like 3.25 million USD.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, like, it's pretty impressive for such a small-scale film. It also earned her, like, several nominations for, like, Best Actress. For example, at the Baeksang Awards, again, the Chunsa Film Awards, the Blue Dragon Awards, the Grand Belt Awards. Eventually, the film Special Delivery won the jury's special mention at the Fantasia International Film Festival. Which is cool. Pretty cool. Also, can you peep that, like, Brussels International Fantastic Film Festival?
Oh, yes. Very. I was like, that's pretty random.
Belgium represent.
How nationalistic of you.
Yeah. And this year, she has already been in the film Phantom, which we've spoken about earlier in our film episode of the podcast. But I wanted to reiterate that she did an incredible job. I really thought her character was very interesting, and yeah. she portrayed it really well. Also, the fight scenes were baller, so
amazing,
pretty cool as well. That was alongside Han Lee, Seol Kyung-gu, Park Hee-soo, and Kim Dong-hee. I think she has a couple of projects coming for like 2023 and 2024, but I didn't think it was that interesting to get into that yet.
Not yet.
I think in general, she's just a very versatile actress, like you mentioned before.
She is.
And I do hope that with her like film roles, that she continues also to work in like these like indie films. Because I think that's always such an interesting, like, learn possibility, because you really get to go local.
Yeah, and then there's that, I think with actors that take indie films, it you know that whenever pretty commercial films, there is an expectation, but mm-hmm. with indie films, it could basically be anything.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that makes you diversified and get into mm-hmm. different things and do different things, because the genre itself, the industry itself, allows to do that, you know?
Yeah. So I'm very, very curious to see where she's gonna go. I have like a lot of high hopes that she's gonna get even bigger than she is now. And I kind of hope that she diversifies her like K-drama portfolio as well.
Well, see, I like her as a rom-com queen.
I know, like, give me a judge or cop or something, you know?
You know, she will absolutely pull it off, actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was it for Park Sudam then, right?
That was it for Park Sudam.
Well, keep an eye on these very talented actress, because we're sure we're going to keep seeing her. She's an international star now, and she's probably going to get cast in a lot of things. Yes?
I wonder if she's going to be cast in, like, American productions, or, like...
That would be an interesting...
Other international productions?
Honestly,
that
yes.
That would be so dope.
But I was going to say just now, we are calling Netflix, cast her for another role. You know, Netflix dramas are doing so well these days.
Grab my phone. It's like, hello, Netflix. Yes. Direct line.
They're doing so well that it probably do well, you know.
Of course it would do well.
Yes. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up this episode of Park Sodam. And it was what a K-drama. I was going to say the other podcast. So used to it now. So remember to follow us at thekmail.com. A lot of the reviews for her for these projects are at thekmail.com. We love this woman, so we watch a lot of her things. Mm-hmm. And follow us in all our socials. And this was What a K-drama. Bye-bye.
Bye.